Well, it is not getting better in India. Today, the first batch of masks, oxygen cylinders, and test kits from the United States arrived in that country as COVID rages out of control there. India has hit another daily record in cases, more than 386,000, and more than 3,500 people have died in just 24 hours. Anger over Prime Minister Narendra Modi's handling of the response is palpable. Joining us now is Femi Okay, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. She helps us analyze culture and conversations on social media. Femi, welcome back.
Thank you, Peter.
I know you've been speaking with people on the front lines in India this week, and some are even taking to social media with pleas for help. What are doctors saying?
I just checked before we jumped online together, to see what the health minister of India was posting, because that gives you an idea of, you know, the mood in the country, or definitely the mood in the ruling party for the country. So I had a look at Dr. Harshvardhan's Twitter feed. Overall, the posts are very encouraging. He's telling Indians, how do you manage COVID safely at home? He's actually sharing best positions for getting more oxygen into your lungs with diagrams. So the health minister is trying to convey a sense of don't panic. But at the sharp end of India's second wave, doctors are struggling to find beds for patients and even oxygen for patients. Have a listen to Dr. Kamal Kakkar speaking to me earlier on Al Jazeera's The Stream.
To live from one oxygen cylinder to another oxygen cylinder, we can't just live like that. We can't live under so much of pressure. We can't live under so much of anger in public, in which when they're not getting beds, they're not getting ventilators, they're not getting oxygen. We can't live under that wrath of public. You have to do more. You have to do better.
So Delhi is one of the worst hit areas regarding India's second wave of COVID-19. Hospitals can't cope. We've seen pictures of people standing in line, begging for assistance online, begging for oxygen cylinders. Delhi's regional government even took that issue of the lack of oxygen to the High Court. And India's Solicitor General said, let's try and not be a crybaby, quoting the Solicitor General there.
Oh, wow.
Definitely an empathy gap, Peter.
Yeah. You know, we heard the doctor there refer to the government in India and how it's got to do better. You've told us a little bit about how the government has responded, but what else are you hearing from the government?
So while the doctors are asking for basics like beds and oxygen, I put this to Syed Zafar Islam. He is the spokesperson for India's ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, and this is what he told me.
It may have created some shortage for a couple of days, but I'm sure that going forward, all these issues are being addressed and all the regular supply in Delhi. This is primarily in Delhi, and there are some shortage in the neighboring state, but no situation is in control.
So reaction to this comment, some of reactions coming from within India, monster, your murderers, and also some resignation for Rita Pawar, for instance. She posts that in spite of the disastrous situation that we are in, i.e. India, they are still confident, i.e. the BJP. They say that the lack of oxygen in Delhi was blown up by the media, Peter.
Oh, wow. Well, there's another reason the government is under scrutiny, and that is for asking Twitter to block some people from tweeting about this crisis. And in fact, Twitter did block at least a few dozen tweets, including some from prominent figures, one from a Reuters journalist who had taken pictures inside a packed hospital. Twitter said, look, we're just complying with local laws here. But this seems to be a problem for the government. What else have you seen?
So the whole reason that this is even possible in India right now to block social media or to censor social media is because in February, there were new guidelines for social media companies and digital streaming sites. And what these guidelines included was an ability by authorities to say that some content, if they decide it is illegal, is illegal. So that is why Twitter was asked to take down some content. And earlier in the week, Facebook and Instagram had also been asked to take down content. For instance, a hashtag resign Modi, asking for the Prime Minister to resign. Facebook temporarily blocked that hashtag and then said, oops, that was a mistake, Peter.
Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, mutual aid efforts have been popping up on social media in India, as we saw in this country when the crisis was really bad in the early days. People need help. People want to help. What are you hearing online?
One influencer from India told me that Twitter is now a healthcare system. We used to tweet back and forward. We'd have political arguments. We'd tweet for fun. But now we're using it to get essential equipment to people. So you will follow. This is my grandma. She needs an oxygen cylinder. Where can I find one? And then people trying to get this oxygen cylinder to a grandma. One of the posts I saw just today, Javid from Bhopal turned his taxi into an ambulance and he's ferrying people to hospital for free. And amongst the deeply, deeply political conversation is a lot of citizen helping each other, saying, how can we save each other's lives? But at the same time saying to the government, why are you still holding political rallies? Why are these potential super spreader events still happening? And then also one journalist saying to me, who was from within India, covering the news on a digital platform, saying, we also have to look at ourselves. We're acting like we don't know that there's COVID-19 in the country. And we also have the social distance because we can see the result right now. Peter.
Femi Okay, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. This is an important story. We're going to keep an eye on it, of course, but it's great to see this through the lens of social media. So thank you very much.
You're very welcome.